I stayed in Baton Rouge, so everybody's gone, school out, everybody go home. So I'm just there forcing myself to, wake up in the morning, go run for every day, waiting to get here. And so I'm finally here, so I'm pretty excited.
What did it mean to you to see some veteran players out there? Did you even notice the guys were out there, Leonard?
Oh, yeah, I saw Leonard. I talked to him for a split second, but I didn't really notice many of them because that heat, it was getting to me.
Wait, a guy from Louisiana in LSU, the heat got to you?
You can never adjust to that heat. You have to, once you're in it for a while, then you're used to it. But, once you come from running inside at LSU and indoor, then you come outside, it's an adjustment.
Big picture, if you didn't see who was out there, you don't generally get veterans out for rookie minicamp. But this team, based on what they did last year, is looking to see how it would pair, if you guys can help.
Oh, definitely. And that's something that I definitely respect and I'm excited for. These guys have a bigger picture in mind, and I feel like guys like that's on that practice field right now, we all want to contribute. So everybody's fighting for a spot to help those guys out.
Do you have any relationships with any of the rookies that are out there right now that you can kind of bond with during this weekend?
Actually, the punter, Logan, me and him played in the same All-Star game coming out of high school. We wasn't Under Armour All-Americans, but we still played in the game together, and he went to Mississippi State, so we stayed in contact. Allen, I met him through the process of getting drafted. So those two guys that I knew previously coming into here.
What do you hope to take from this after the third day? What are you on a game? What do you hope to fit with you to get back to?
Just adjust to, it's not college football anymore. This is a profession, and you have to take it seriously. And I just want to adjust to the culture here, to the city, to the players, to the coaches, and find out what makes them so successful. These guys here know how to win, and that's all they want to do. So I just want to contribute to that and learn from those guys.
EJ, LSU, without an elite quarterback, continues to turn out elite receiver after elite receiver. How?
I mean, that's what we recruit, and when you come to LSU, every position want to compete to be the best. I came in with Malachi Dupree and Trey Quinn, and, you don't want to be left that far behind. So you got to compete and hold yourself to the standard that they held themselves to. And the guys that was there before, Trayvon Durrell, he was holding himself to the standard that Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry left, and they was holding themselves to the standard that guys before them left, so like Dwayne Bowe and things like that. So it's kind of like you don't want to be the guy to let the guy that was in front of you down. So you continue to work hard, and I feel like this year is going to have guys in that receiver room that's going to work just as hard not to let me and Russell Gage down and so on and so forth.
What was it like working with King
McCardell
today?
Oh, it was great. He got a swagger about him. I like it, but he's intense. But he definitely knows what he's talking about. And just being out there learning from him, some very small things. And with his experience coaching and playing, whenever you speak, you just want to be a sponge and soak it all up.
What kind of a relationship do you have with Leonard? It seems like he's kind of a fun-loving crazy.
Well, I met Leonard. Well, I played Leonard my junior year, and they killed us. And so at the time, I didn't know who he was, but I kind of knew him after that game. And then coming into college, me and him was roommates with linebacker Donnie Alexander and quarterback Brandon Harris. So it was us four jammed up in a small apartment. So you got to see a lot of each other. And over the time, we just grew to really good friends. It was times where, we just sitting in the living room talking about nonsense, wrestling, or, me beating him up in the living room. We just grew really close. And then, as a team, the team grew close. So, we saw a lot of each other. We always spoke, and our relationship just stayed the same. So, when he came to the pros, and every time we come back, we talk and discuss, what if I came to Jacksonville? And then it became more of a reality closer to draft day. And he really stuck his neck out for me to get here. And that's something that you respect as from a brother. And, You know, I'm just proud now to be here.
Did you, when you played him in high school, were you playing wide receiver and DB? Did you have to tackle him?
Nah, I wasn't tackling him. I stayed on the offensive side of the ball that game. And I'm thankful my coach let me play receivers only that game.
Was anybody actually tackling him?
We was getting him the first series. We made some tackles. And then the second series, we made a few. Third series, it got ugly. And it was like 50-something to zero.
DJ, what was sort of the scouting report on Ronnie Harrison when you guys would play Alabama?
Well, the scouting report was, you know, fast, headhunter, coming down, making plays. On the field, you know, the scouting report, it told the truth, but it didn't show, like, how smart he was, how physical, things like that. I remember my junior year I had a little dart route I was coming across, and the whole field opened up. Danny threw me the ball. As soon as I caught it, I was getting hit, and I don't know how he got there, but he was moving pretty quick, so the scouting report was right about that. But he's a very physical player, smart, coming from that Alabama defense. They all have a swagger about themselves, a confidence about themselves. That's the type of player you get from him.
What did Leonard share with you about minicamp and Coach Marone?
He just told me, get ready to work. Told me, they gonna get everything out of you. So every day, make sure you're on time, and make sure you just paying attention. And when you go on the field, just leave it all out there. And that's pretty much what I experienced the first day. You know, it's very intense, but he was right about everything. You know, just coming in, being a professional, being ready to play and help the team out.
You were surprised that they admitted to here just as bad as it is in Baton
Rouge? No, I expected it, you know, but expecting and doing it is two different things. So I expected it, and when I got out there, it hit me the way I thought it would. But you know, I was able to fight through it, and I feel like the more you're in it, the more you get used to it. So I feel like I'll be even better in the evening and way better tomorrow.